Mansfield in the morning.
This story absolutely fascinated me, and we've been following up on it for quite a while now. As part of Hot Cares, which we usually do at this time on a Monday, we thought we would give Cindy van Wyk a call and get some background here. Cindy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you doing, love?
I can't complain. I must say I'm a little nervous.
No, don't be nervous. You're just talking to me. Now, Cindy, tell us about your journey so far.
All right. Well, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive breast cancer in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to have a bilateral mastectomy.
Okay.
And I had to go through all the chemical treatment, etc. But I made a vow after that to say that I would do anything and everything that I can possibly do to spread the message of early detection prolongs life. Now, in 2008, long before I ever knew that this would happen to me, I was a sectional rider on the Tour d'Afrique, which is like the Dakar for bicycles, which is the Cairo to Cape, for Pink Drive.
Yeah.
To raise funds for the very first mobile mammography unit.
Okay. Now, you now put a plan in place. Tell us what you're wanting to achieve, yes, Sons.
All right. What I'm wanting to achieve, Jeremy, is, you know, Pink Drive is very, very, very dependent on funding from donors and from partners. So this journey or this project is to raise funds for a new mobile mammography unit for Pink Drive, because they provide vital first screening services for gender-based cancers, whether that's breast cancer, cervical cancer, prostate cancer, or testicular cancer.
Okay. Pink Drive is South Africa's
most loved.
it's the breast cancer community carer, I think, is probably the best way to describe them. And I mean, what does one of these units cost, Cindy?
All right, a single unit costs roughly 10 million rand,
mm-hmm.
and then we would need to raise an additional 4.2 million rand for operating costs. But
right.
the wonderful thing of having these mobile mammography units out in the field is not only do we provide, or does Pink Drive provide, these vital screening services, it also creates jobs for about roughly 10 people.
Okay, yeah. And I think as you pointed out in some of the communication that we've had with you, the mobile units are vital because of the rural areas that we have in South Africa, and you've actually got to get these units to people.
Yes, and by having another unit out in the field, we'll be able to serve those indigent and medically uninsured women and men of our country who are living in rural township areas and, you know, semi-urban geography.
Now, how are you planning to go about publicising this and getting people whipped up about it? Because people, if you're wanting to raise funds, we know that from this radio station, you need to get people a bit excited about it.
Yes. So at this point in time, I've got a Facebook page just called Milkshake Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't posted for a while because at this point in time, there's still some funding outstanding. But yeah, there will be a full social media campaign, and we'll make that available closer to the time. And, you know, I'm very blessed to have Nolene and her team on board to assist and creating, no pun intended, the awareness around this project, because they are or will be the sole beneficiaries.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Then what we're going to do is we're going to follow through on this particular story as it develops, and see where we take it and see how we take it further. And what Heart Cares will be doing is donating 5,000 rand towards your costs so far. And we would encourage our audience to get involved as well. If they're wanting to get involved, where can they go for more information? Yeah, Cindy.
All right. I think the best thing, Jim, would be to contact me directly on 083 0800-299-2469 or send me an email to cindy@milkshakediaries, one word, .co.za.
I love the name of the drive as well, Milkshake Diaries.
Well, it's a play. It's a play on boobs I don't have anymore.
It's an absolutely beautiful one, and I did love that when I saw it. Milkshake Diaries. .co.za. cindy@milkshakediaries.co.za. Cindy, we will keep in the loop with you, and as the story unfolds, we will continue to be involved, and we will continue as we find out what your needs are going forward. We'll continue to call on our audience and also corporates to get involved in this to make this a reality. So thank you for what you're doing for the community, and we wish you all the best of luck, and we will keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Jeremy, and thank you, Hotcase, for the contribution. All is greatly appreciated from the bottom of my heart.
Only a pleasure, love. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
Cindy van Wyk. Jeez. See, a lady who has been afflicted by something and is now saying, but I want to make a difference to other people's lives. And we like people who do that sort of thing at Hotcase. And that's why we will continue engaging with Cindy and seeing where we can help and where you can help and how you can help. Cindy@milkshakediaries, all one word, .co.za. If you're wanting to get in contact with her, that's probably the easiest way. Thank you.
Mansfield in the morning.
Hello. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
Driven by Sandown Motors, your Mercedes-Benz partner.
Hot 91.9.